知行英语 Listen and share.
Four Jeffs in the library.图书馆的四个家伙。Well, Grimshaw, Snarl the second chap, whose name was Blake, and who was exactly as tiresome as Rhodes Fotheringham. My chums and I were in the process of recounting horrific tales of ghosts and apparitions. If you wish to remain in our company, you must endure this, and not go fleeing from the room in fright, added the third monster.A scoundrel by the name of Atkinson. I endeavored not to be afraid, which was not a simple task, as the trial themselves were sufficient to cause a shivering sensation inside me. We were all seated, with discreet distance between each, in huge Victorian armchairs facing the blazing flames of the log fire. The library itself was enormous,and must have contained thousands of books on all subjects, including the topic of ghosts. I remember one chap, said Rhodes Fotheringham, a cigar of eager proportions in his ample hand, whose name I cannot recall. He regularly encountered the ghostly figure of an old man in a pale-colored nightgown,who was prone to walking up and down the stairs of the chap's home, and with his hat held under his arm.
好吧，格林姆肖，另一个和拉霍斯·弗林斯汉姆一样讨厌的叫布莱克的家伙说，我和我哥们儿正在讲恐怖的鬼故事，如果你想和我们一起待在这里的话，你就必须忍耐，而且即使害怕也不许从这个房间跑出去。第三个叫阿特肯森的无赖补充说，我努力抑制自己的恐慌，但这还不是我要面对的唯一任务，因为这三个人也足以让我内心打颤了。我们都坐在面向炙热的炉火的维多利亚式靠背椅上，彼此间保持一定距离。图书馆很大，有关于各种主题的几千本图书，当然也有关于鬼魂的书。拉霍斯·弗斯林汉姆的大手里拿着根雪茄说，我记得有个人，他的名字我记不得了，他经常能看到一个穿着浅色睡衣的鬼影，那鬼影总在他家楼梯上上下下来回走，胳膊下夹着自己的头。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
Well, Grimshaw, Snarl the second chap, whose name was Blake, and who was exactly as tiresome as Rhodes Fotheringham.
好吧，格林姆肖，另一个和拉霍斯·弗林斯汉姆一样讨厌的叫布莱克的家伙说，
My chums and I were in the process of recounting horrific tales of ghosts and apparitions. If you wish to remain in our company, you must endure this, and not go fleeing from the room in fright, added the third monster, a scoundrel by the name of Atkinson.
我和我哥们儿正在讲恐怖的鬼故事，如果你想和我们一起待在这里的话，你就必须忍耐，而且即使害怕也不许从这个房间跑出去。
第三个叫阿特肯森的无赖补充说， I endeavored not to be afraid, which was not a simple task, as the trial themselves were sufficient to cause a shivering sensation inside me.
我努力抑制自己的恐慌，但这还不是我要面对的唯一任务，因为这三个人
也足以让我内心打颤了。
We were all seated, with discreet distance between each, in huge Victorian armchairs facing the blazing flames of the log fire.
我们都坐在面向炙热的炉火的维多利亚式靠背椅上，彼此间保持一定距离。
The library itself was enormous and must have contained thousands of books on all subjects, including the topic of ghosts.
图书馆很大，有关于各种主题的几千本图书，当然也有关于鬼魂的书。
I remember one chap, said Rose Fotheringham, a cigar of eager proportions in his ample hand, whose name I cannot recall.He regularly encountered the ghostly figure of an old man in a pale-colored nightgown.
拉霍斯·福斯林汉姆的大手里拿着根雪茄，说：
我记得有个人，他的名字我记不得了。他经常能看到一个穿着浅色睡衣的鬼影 who was prone to walking up and down the stairs of the chap's home, and with his hat held under his arm.
那鬼影总在他家楼梯上上下下来回走，胳膊下夹着自己的头。
讲解一下相关的语言点。Chum, C-H-U-M, 指好友或者同房间的人。也可以做动词，意为与谁做朋友或者同事居住，用法是 chum with somebody。 Recount 可以从字母看出来，它的基本含义是重新计算，在本文中用到的是它的另一个含义，叙述、讲述。 Company 有陪伴和一群的意思。
In one's company表示与某人一起或者陪伴某人。Flee, F-L-E-E, 指逃跑、消失，既可做及物动词，又可以做不及物动词。所以从肇事地点逃跑，既可以写作 flee from the scene of an accident, 也可以将 from 去掉。
In fright, 近似于 in the mood of fright。In 在这里也轻微地表示原因，类似的用法有 in charity, in sympathy, in grief 等等。Try, T-R-I, 是表示三的前缀，很多以它开头的单词都与三有关，比如 triangle, 三角形， tri-car, 三轮汽车， tri-chord, 三弦琴， trial, 指三人一组，三重唱。
Seat, S-E-A-T,
做名词时指座位，做动词是及物动词，使谁谁坐下，所以让某人坐下要说 seat somebody。 请坐可以写作 sit down please, take your seat, 或者 seat yourself, 但是不可以说 seat down。
On, 除上有在什么什么之上的意义外，还有很多别的含义，比如在本文当中的 on subject 就是涉及关于的意思，例如 the teacher made comments on our compositions,
老师就我们的作文做了讲评。
be prone to do something 是 prone 的惯常用法，意思为有什么什么倾向的，易于什么什么的。
胳膊下夹着什么在英文当中用 with something under one's arm,这是一个由介词 with 引导的补语成分，相似的用法有 a man with a gun in his hand, 一个持枪的男人，
with a pile of books in her arms,
抱着一摞书等等。
例如 with a rifle on his shoulders, he marched with the troops,
他在队伍中行进着，肩上扛着一支来福枪。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。